USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And, you know, and if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some intelligence officials are sounding a warning that Russia is continuing its efforts to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. At a briefing last week, congressional lawmakers were reportedly told part of that effort is focused on getting President Trump reelected. The president was reportedly furious about the classified briefing given to Congress, but former CIA Director John Brennan says everyone involved was simply doing their job.
You need to carry out your responsibilities with the greatest integrity and honesty and let the chips fall where they may. I would tell them not to go to the door, not to leave, continue to do their work the best they can.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The jury in the Harvey Weinstein sex crime trial in New York City wants a readback of some testimony from one of his accusers. That's what the jury requested late yesterday. The jury will get that when they start day four of deliberations shortly. Stocks on Wall Street falling in early trading as coronavirus concerns continue. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities. A longtime wish coming true this weekend for retired Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade. The team is going to retire his number 3 jersey on Saturday night at halftime during the Heat's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers at American Airlines Arena. Some new Barbies are being released, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing 3 new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
And forget about running into Costco for a quick bite of pizza or a hot dog if you're not a member. The big box retailers always required a membership for the food court, but it never really enforced it until now. A new crackdown is scheduled to begin on the 16th of next month. There are postings of photos of the store signs already online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.